आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ।
We are speaking to the opposition leader of New South Wales, Member of Parliament Jodie McKay from the Labour Party. So Jodie, welcome to the Hindi program.
Thank you, Kumud. Really good to be here in very difficult times for us all.
Thank you so much for sparing your time for us today. I know it's a very busy situation for all of us, and especially for you all. Tell me, there have been more than 1,000 infections in New South Wales with the COVID-19, and ours is the state where we have the maximum number. What are your views on a complete lockdown? Should we have a lockdown like New Zealand and India, complete and composite?
Yes, I'm very supportive of that. I called for that yesterday. The reason why is twofold. The first thing is we have surpassed 1,000 cases. In fact, we're, as of today, over 1,200. The second issue is that we had more than 2,700 passengers that were released into the community last week on board the
Ruby
Princess.
Yes.
And there were 100 of those that we know of so far that have COVID-19. The fact is, Kumud, that they have now spread around the country, but importantly around New South Wales. So we now have cases in Bega, in Merimbula, on the North Coast, in Tamworth. We have in the Hunter region. So previously this has been a very Sydney issue, but I believe that it's now time to shut the borders and to go into full lockdown. But mind you, that's going to be very, very difficult for everyone, but it's what we all have to do.
I think so, because India has done the same. New Zealand has done the same. Undoubtedly, it'll have tremendous effect on society and on economy. What do you think the implications on economy will be like?
Well, you know, we have seen even today, you know, 7,000 people lose their job just from Athlete's Foot, just from one chain store. Virgin, obviously, 9,000, Qantas, 20,000. You know, we're not talking about one or two. We're talking in the thousands of people. You know, we will head, I think, very close to 1 million or more people losing their jobs. But my view is that if you go into lockdown and you do it hard and you do it fast, you start to recover far quicker. This waiting around and hoping that the numbers are going to come down, they're not going to come down. We've seen that in Italy, we've seen that in China, we've seen it in the UK, we've seen it in the US. Wherever you are, you book, the only way to stop this is to go into lockdown and for people to isolate in their homes. Now, that would mean that you'd still have essential businesses, and that would hurt again. That would hurt the economy again. What I'm pushing for is a replacement wage. The state government needs a second stimulus package, but I believe it should be a replacement wage capped at $5,000 a month, which just gives people the opportunity to be able to pay their rent or their mortgage, and importantly to put food on the table. Because we've all seen those heartbreaking queues of people lined up to get into Centrelink. You know, we have never gone through anything like this, and you know, we've got to get to the end of this very quickly, which is why I'm supporting the lockdown. Because until the virus goes, until we get rid of the virus, the economy is not going to recover.
Absolutely. And tell me, there was a cabinet meeting two nights back. What message do people get? Because the public is not sure whether to send their children to school or not. Shouldn't schools and childcare centres be closed?
Oh, absolutely. I called for this on Monday. I think that there's utter confusion for parents, for teachers. And I think if you're talking to the wider community about, you know, the number of people reduced in mass gatherings, so in churches, in temples, in gurdwaras, wherever you're talking, you are going to see confusion reign if our 2,200 schools are still open, and they are. And I actually am firmly of the view, and New South Wales teachers decided this earlier in the week, that they too agree that there should be a complete shutdown of all schools. You know, we have the capability, according to the Premier and the Education Minister, to go online, and I think it's really important that that happens. We are also seeing teachers who are afraid, who are scared, who are anxious, and so we support the UK model here as well. The UK model is that the children of essential workers workers, so, you know, nurses and doctors, police, you know, they can send their children to a limited schooling arrangement. And of course, there will be young, you know, children who are disadvantaged or who need a caring environment, but the schools should close, absolutely. And until they do, we are in a situation where people are just not going to get the message. We have to lock down completely like they have done in India.
Absolutely. It's not a very comforting thought when we hear of an infant and school kids are also now infected.
It's very, very difficult. But can I just say to all those, and I know there are many in our Indian Australian community who are going through a very, very difficult time right now, and I want them all to know that you know, we will get through this. They know I've always been there to support them, and I will always be there. I'll always be out there advocating for a way for us to move through this loss of employment and to make sure that people have that support, because we don't want anyone left behind. So I can say to you, Kumud, that I very, very much look forward to getting back to the many cultural events that I love, back to the temples, and putting on a sari, Kumud. I think I will celebrate when we're able to do that again.
We shall, indeed. Yeah. Yes.
Lovely to talk to you, and thanks for all the great work that SBS is doing in getting out that. I noticed today you've got the translated fact sheets.
Yes.
That's terrific. I have been trying to get that through Health now for since this began, and it's taken SBS to actually do that. So congratulations. We're sharing it on my Facebook page later today, so people should be able to get the link there as well.
Thank you so much for your time today, and wish you all the best.
Yes, good on you. Thank you so much, Kumud.
Pleasure.
Always really good to talk to you.
Thank you. Like kare, share kare, ya comment kare. SBS Hindi ko Facebook par follow kare.